Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I want to share with you on the subject of the value of your valley. The definition of valley is a low area of land between hills or mountains, typically with a river or stream flowing through it. Your valleys are the low places you find yourself in during your lifetime. It could be that you find yourself there because of the actions of others or because of some circumstances beyond your control, or it could be that the steps you have taken or had to take have brought you there. Maybe it's a family member who strayed from the Lord, or a financial crisis, or a bad work situation. It could be a lost or damaged relationship with a spouse, your parents, children, or a friend. Maybe you've been lied about or betrayed by someone. You or a loved one of yours may be in a physical or mental health struggle. Whatever the case, you find yourself in this low place that you would not have chosen to be and where you don't want to stay. My hope with this message is to show you that there is value in your valley. I've walked through many valleys during my journey on this earth, each lasting a different amount of time. I went through one in my late 30s that lasted a few years, and honestly, I've spent the better part of the last 3 years in a valley. So when I tell you some things that can be gained there, I want you to know that I speak from my own experiences. There are lessons that can be learned there that can't be learned anywhere or by anything else. One of the values of your valley is that it's a place where you must learn to look up. David wrote in Psalm 23 about walking through the valley of the shadow of death. He also wrote in Psalm 121, verse 1, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. There's nothing like being brought down to these downcast and sometimes dark places that will make you look up towards God. It's a place of adversity where we've come to see that He is the source of all of our strength in the midst of all that comes against us. The enemy of our souls wants our focus to stay downward in the mire and the muck and the messiness of the situation that we're in. But if we're to ever get out of the valley, it must begin with us lifting our gaze heavenward and looking for the light of His glorious face. David said the valley was the place of the shadow of death. So where there are shadows, there must also be light. And that has to be where we focus our view. So while you're there in that valley, determine and decide that one of the first things you'll do is turn your eyes toward Him. Remember the words of the beautiful hymn, turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glorious grace. Another great value of being in the valley is that's where you'll ultimately experience a closeness of the Lord that you'll not feel in other places. David wrote here in Psalm 23 that thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. So we know that if we are His sheep and He can reach us with a rod, which represents correction, and the staff, which represents direction, then He's very close by. When you find yourself down in this place, I can promise you that whether you feel Him at all times or not, He is very near. The Word says in Psalm 34 and 18 that the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. I can tell you that in my valleys, when my tears have poured like rain, He has wrapped His loving arms around me and let me feel the closeness of His presence. One time in particular, as I was about to be admitted to the hospital, my childhood pastor, Spurgeon Powers, was walking alongside me, and he reached over and put his arm around my shoulder, and I can honestly say it felt like the very arms of Jesus Christ Himself, which is exactly what I needed at that moment. He has promised in His Word in multiple places that I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So if someone has whispered in your ear, or if you've been made to feel all alone, you must know that you are not. The most dangerous place a sheep can be is wandering out in the wilderness by themselves, exposed to the ravages of wolves, or of falling in a hole in the dark, or not being able to get out. Please don't allow yourself to go astray. Or if you have, come back and then stay very close to your shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ. And although there are many other values of your valley, the last one I want to share is that it's there where the Lord will lift you up and bring you out. In Psalm 40, verse 2, the psalmist wrote, "He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my going." It doesn't matter how long or how low you've sunk, or if you feel you're in a quagmire of quicksand about to go under, the Lord is stretching out His rod to you and saying, grab hold so that He can lift you out. David said in Psalm 23 that even in the valley, God met his need right there at the table in the presence of his enemies. But then he moved on to say that the Lord anointed his head with oil and his cup runneth over. When you get to that place of overflowing, that means you've been lifted out of the valley. He declared that goodness and mercy were following him and that he would be in the Lord's house forever. I was in such a place as an 18-year-old who had surrendered to the call to preach and was being used by the Lord to bring many into his kingdom in a short amount of time. I found myself in the deepest emotional pit that I had ever been in, one not of my own making or choosing. Then literally, in a moment of time, God lifted the veil from my eyes and lifted me out of the cloud and the pit that I was in by telling and reassuring me that I was not going to stay in that place forever and that it was time for me to come out. One of my favorite painted depictions of the Lord is that of Jesus as the shepherd carrying the sheep. The Bible says in Isaiah 40, verse 11, "He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young." I want you to know that your days in the valley are coming to an end because God is wanting to bring you out. The value of your valley has been to teach you to look up, to let you feel His closeness, but now it is to let Him reach down and bring you up to a higher place of celebration and rejoicing. In closing, John recorded Jesus' words in chapter 17 of John, where he prayed to the Father that we might be with him where he is and see his glory as it was before the foundation of the world. One day during the rapture, the Lord is going to reach down and pick us each up, all of us who've died in Christ at one time, in the twinkling of an eye, and take us up into his bosom. And the Word promises that so shall we ever be with the Lord. What a God, what a Savior, and what a blessing to know that this valley of the world experience, so to speak, is not our final place. We shall be lifted to Mount Zion and placed in the New Jerusalem as a city on a hill. Hallelujah and glory to God. There's a poem I'd like to share by Jane Eggleston as I end this message. It's called "It's in the Valleys I Grow." Sometimes life seems hard to bear, full of sorrow, trouble, and woe. It's then I have to remember that it's in the valleys I grow. If I always stayed on the mountaintop and never experienced pain, I would never appreciate God's love and would be living in vain. I have so much to learn, and my growth is very slow. Sometimes I need the mountaintops, but it's in the valleys I grow. I do not always understand why things happen as they do, but I'm very sure of one thing, my Lord will see me through. My little valleys are nothing when I picture Christ on the cross. He went through the valley of death. His victory was Satan's loss. Forgive me, Lord, for complaining when I'm feeling so very low. Just give me a gentle reminder that it's in the valleys I grow. Continue to strengthen me, Lord, and use my life each day to share your love with others and help them to find their way. Thank you for the valleys, Lord, for this one thing I know. The mountaintops are glorious, but it's in the valleys I grow. God bless you, and thank you for listening.